Each of us has opportunities every day to be shocked and amazed and surprised at something we didn't expect. All of a sudden, a person may be in front of us that we didn't hear coming. There may be a phone call of someone who we didn't expect on the other end of the phone. We are surprised by many events, sometimes pleasurable and sometimes not. Think back recently, just today or perhaps yesterday, at a time when you were surprised. Surprised by anything. Surprised by seeing something you did not expect to see. The surprise could have been pleasant or it could have been unpleasant, but a surprise nonetheless. Think back when that happened. Go into that space now, that time when that surprise happened, and I ask you the question, what did you do when it happened? What did you do? If you're like most people, you stopped breathing for a moment. You stopped. That's what everybody does in a time of shock. We stop breathing and we collect ourselves. We get very, very still. We freeze. Freezing is a challenge for people with the symptoms of Parkinson's, or at least some people. We freeze. That's what happens when we confront trauma in our lives. We stop breathing. Consider the possibility that one way of unfreezing the stuck places in our bodies is simply to begin to breathe. If freezing is a challenge for you, when you get stuck, consider an alternative response. And that response, I suggest, is to breathe deeply and openly. Oxygenate every cell of your body. Take in the life force as it was meant to be received. Breathe in the air that gives you life. When you get stuck.